From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Forgive sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could.
Some opera fans might not be familiar with this song. It's called Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks, and it's relevant to this week's opera in more ways than one. In 2003, the Dixie Chicks were pretty much at the top of their game when things took a controversial turn. At a concert in England, the band's lead singer made some unflattering comments about the Bush administration's Iraq policies and about the president himself that got the band in a lot of hot water. Radio stations stopped playing their songs, country music fans were upset, and some even gathered the group's albums to be smashed by a bulldozer. 3 years later, the Dixie Chicks came back firing, with the CD Taking the Long Way, featuring the song we're hearing now, Not Ready to Make Nice. Many fans were still leery, and the disc didn't get much airplay, but it did top three different Billboard charts and won 5 Grammys. But the Dixie Chicks are far from the first musicians to come under attack for mixing music with politics, and to come away from it stronger than ever. Any number of opera composers, including Gaetano Donizetti, had much the same problem, and sometimes worse. In 1834, Donizetti wrote an opera for Naples about a couple of chicks who really weren't ready to make nice. The opera was called Maria Stuarda, and it dealt with the conflict between England's Queen Elizabeth I and Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots. In real life, Mary was beheaded for opposing Elizabeth. She suffers the same fate in the opera, but not before calling the queen, her cousin, just about every name in the book, including an obscene whore. Italy's monarchs were not amused. With the opera set to open in Naples, the king banned the piece. Donizetti moved it to Milan, took some advice from the censors, and premiered it there. But the star soprano reacted to the authorities much like the Dixie Chicks did. She ignored the censors' changes and defiantly sang some crucial passages just as Donizetti had written them. Conservative opera patrons reacted badly, and the piece was banned for a second time. But also like the Dixie Chicks, Donizetti and that lead singer, soprano Maria Malibran, were already stars. And in the long run, a bit of controversy over rudely portrayed political leaders may have made the musicians even more popular than they were before. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Donizetti's once inflammatory Maria Stuarda in a performance from Liège in Belgium. The stars are sopranos Patrizia Cioffi and Mariana Pizzolato as the feuding queens, Mary and Elizabeth. The production is by the Royal Opera of Wallonie.